outstanding goaltending by Corpus Allo.
And he's had to be alert. Jesper Boqvist upended hard by Kessler. And A.J. Greer grabs a hold of him. And he eludes a couple of right hands. A couple of tough customers here. As Greer has Kessler grabbed up. He takes him to the ice. He lands an extra one. And oh, he got his money's worth. Our linesman. Into the left circle, down behind the net, trying to center, but Carlo got in against him, knocked it away, and put a shoulder into Gulikov. Right point, long shot, Evan Rodriguez stopped. Into the rebound, they score! And it's Sam Bennett getting a stick on it, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead! 13:33 to go in the first, Bennett picks up the rebound! Panthers trying to set up shop, now trying to complete a line change in the offensive end. Right side, a shot into traffic, and they score! He was put on that by Ryan Harnett to the Wolves Marine, and here to jam it home, and the Panthers take 2-0 lead with 12:29 to go here in the opening frame. Down here on the near side, 57 seconds to go in the power play for Boston. Turned over, Barkov to Reinhart, left wing side, cuts in. Nifty move upstairs, he scores! Sam Reinhart, a shorthanded goal as he was doing a somersault, being knocked over, gets it upstairs, and the Panthers lead by a pair once again. Bennett leads the charge. Left side, here's Greer to the circle. A shot, didn't get it through. Bennett a shot, and he scores. He picked up the bouncing puck, and he jams it home. That's two here in the first period for Sam Bennett. The Panthers stretch their lead to 4-1 with 25.8 on the clock here in the opening frame. Carlo, and he'll walk it along near boards. A hard shoulder from Gajewicz. Got the puck away. Panthers quick transition. In goes Jesper Boqvist. In front, a chance they score. Jonah Gajewicz was set up perfectly by Boqvist. And the Panthers take a 5-1 lead. What a setup. What a finish. Jonah Gajewicz jams it home. Rodriguez works in. Shot, he scores. Evan Rodriguez out of the high slot. And that beats Corpusello. It's 6-2 Panthers, and then there was a collision with Corpusello down near the net, and this is going to start something in a hurry.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
Goosies, dude. Great montage, Marcos. Panthers, Goosey. Winners last night, 6-4. Against the Boston Bruins to open up the season. They'll be back on the ice tomorrow, north of the border. A Kachuk showdown. Hopefully Grandma Kachuk, you know, don't disappoint her, boys.
Oh, yes, please.
You know, no fighting.
No foolishness.
No chicanery. Mm-hmm. Let's go out there. Let's try and make this thing happen. Let's get the headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Dolphins have the bye, as do the Miami Hurricanes. I hope everybody is staying safe out there with Hurricane Milton, which is going to hit land tonight. Late tonight, so best of luck to everybody. Stay safe. Be warned of the tornadoes that are all out there. I said this last hour, but we will be. Leroy's power already got knocked out where he's at, and so he is not on the show currently. But we hope everybody is safe out there. We will be doing a best of show tomorrow, and hopefully be back Friday for you guys to get into all the NFL action, make fun of the Jets a little bit more. Which, I mean, this Woody Johnson, who you fooling, dude?
Oof.
Who are you fooling? Did you see all the deets that were out here, Marcos, of this Jets story? Have you heard any of the things around it?
I heard some things like they didn't let him back in to say bye to everyone.
Security.
Or, like, let him just completely kicked him out. I did hear that there were they still tried to stand by the fact that Aaron Rodgers and him had a good relationship.
Sure, dude.
Which we know the truth, too.
Well, here's the thing. So the juicy thing about it that came out is he apparently wanted to. There were a couple reports that got one that he was really considering firing Nathaniel Hackett. And then there was another that came out that said that he was going to at least demote him, which basically he was going to take away a lot of responsibility from him. And we know that Hackett and Aaron Rodgers, thick thieves, those two. So if Hackett then tells Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers gives Woody Johnson the little hey, oh, here. Doesn't that, you have plausible deniability, but it's still Aaron Rodgers pulling the puppet strings.
And we know the truth, dude.
Yeah, we all, it's just, come on.
He denied a hug. Like, come on.
Shoved him.
They were, like, supposed to be celebrating, and he said, don't touch me. Strange.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I just think it's great to see them in this kind of disarray. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. That is that's what I got for this week. The one good thing when your team isn't playing, you get to hate watch all weekend.
Oh yeah,
I love a good hate watch weekend. Nothing wrong with that. Kicking the old feet up, a little petty watching. I'm all for it. I am all for it. I love petty watching. Meanwhile, you had your Miami Heat hit the preseason hardwood last night. They lose to the Hornets 111-108 in a very entertaining matchup. The starting unit for the Heat looked really, really good. What did somebody say? They said they're over plus 22 last night, I think, the starting unit. Everybody looked really good. No Tyler, no Jaime yesterday.
No.
But Jimmy Bam, Nico, Terry Rozier, and Alec Burks all good performances. Now, there was a thought, I felt this, Marcos, that it was a faster, higher-moving Heat offense. I felt like they were trying to get shots up and things like that.
Yeah.
So this is from Cooper Moorhead, numbers guru from Heat.com. Go read Cooper's work. At Coop NBA, C-O-U-P-N-B-A. And go see what he wrote. But he says, Heat's overall pace of 105.5 last night would have been their second fastest game of the last regular season. First was versus Indy. But actually, far slower than their preseason opener last year versus Charlotte, which was 110.5. In some preseason. That's what he says. So maybe looks were deceiving.
It felt faster.
It felt faster, right? Yeah. Felt like shots were going. I don't know.
I know that's a focus for sure. So maybe, it's that placebo, but it just seemed like they were moving quicker.
Just pop. Yeah. Move that ball around. Get that ball moving. Go. You do have a lot of guys who I do think can make plays for one another.
Yeah.
Even watching the starting five with Jimmy Butler. And he was saying, like, man, we're such a better team when the ball moves and doesn't stick. And, I do want to take those better shots, those more efficient shots. And hopefully that is going to be something that he can get going this year. But I'll tell you one guy who wouldn't have helped that. Bradley Beal.
God, this guy again.
So he did an interview. Who did he do the interview with? I don't even know. I saw this, like, on clutch access things, but I think it was with like a DraftKings. Was that who he was doing the interview with?
It was a podcast. I'm fine.
He was doing the podcast, but anyway, he was talking, and this Bradley Beal, something about him, this guy was an A1
run your race
flirt. Yeah. Run your race. Okay. Yeah. Courtesy of run your race. Yeah. So he was an A1 flirt all the time. And this Bradley Beal did an interesting shell game with everybody for a long time with the Washington Wizards.
Absolutely.
Where he would go out there and he would be like, I really would like to be there. Wink. He would like tweets. Mrs. Beal would tweet about the beach, and it was always he wants to be wanted, but he never wanted to leave because he wanted to get the Uber-duber max.
Correct.
Right? No trade clause. Nobody has a no trade clause. He had a no trade clause. All right. But then afterwards, the trade finally happens. He goes to the Suns, and there was thought, is he going to go to the Miami Heat? Because the Heat didn't get Damian Lillard. I think that they were, would they have gone more in on Bradley Beal or feel if they knew the Damian Lillard thing was going to turn into what it turned into? Perhaps. I don't know, because there was some relationships there. We know also big D Wade guy, Bradley Beal, of course. Remember the time Bam Adebayo, like a rascal, wore his jersey during the post game interviews? Nobody does that. This Bam, he knows what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing,
right? But he said things like, they didn't want to pay the tax. I thought it was going to happen. And Pat went to Mickey. All right. So he's already done this thing about talking about his trade.
Yeah.
He's still talking about it. And I'm just like, hey.
It's been a season already.
Dude. I know you're probably being asked about it.
Yeah.
But I don't like how he's burning bridges as well. Like, he's trying to light kerosene onto a place he's already left. And a thing that's already happened. And then he had this thing to say where he was like, if I would have played the games, we would have been the one seed. Calm down, dude. First of all, you playing a majority of the games, that's been a thing of fiction lately.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm rambling here. Let's just hear from Bradley Beal. What do you have here, Frog Boy, from the Run Your Race?
I have Bradley Beal here. You're going to listen in this clip. He discusses his departure from Washington, how the Miami deal didn't happen the way he thought it would, how he ended up in Phoenix, and then this ridiculous, bizarre story involving Milwaukee that I want you to hear.
Okay.
It's kind of like, dude, tell the truth. Be honest.
Be honest, Brad.
Like, I was the face of a franchise. Like, yeah. We don't get that. Right? Not every player gets that opportunity. Yeah. You know, so DC made that change in the front office.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I love them to death. Them boys ain't waste no time. They say, hey, B, we think it's time. Like, let's turn this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you to somewhere where you can win. Allow us to get some pieces back to rebuild this thing and, you know, do it the right way. And when I heard that, I said, you know what? Probably one of the most respectful things I've heard.
Not facts.
That transparency is not in the league.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do that.
My transition, though, to Phoenix was like a complete 360.
Yeah.
Right? First off, Phoenix wasn't even in the picture.
Really?
For me to go to.
Really?
Wasn't. That was a fly ball that came out of nowhere. Like, I'm in left field. I'm just chilling. I'm waiting on Miami to hit me a grounder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, you know, those were kind of like my two. Miami didn't want to do it. For whatever reason, didn't know why. Milwaukee, I was like straddling the fence. I didn't really like, they were trading Middleton. They probably hate I'm telling this story, but whatever. They were trading Mitty, but Mitty had a player option.
Uh-huh.
So he has to opt in.
Right. In order for traded. The trade. Yeah.
I don't know many people going to opt in to really get traded to D.C.
Nah, but, facts. You
know, like, that's,
not at that time. Yeah,
not at that time.
Not at that time. It was 2017, maybe.
Yep.
Hell at that time, like, we wasn't good. We wasn't winning nothing. So I'm like, the loyalty part in that, like trading somebody who won y'all a championship the previous year.
Yeah.
Right. And was a key piece to y'all winning a championship.
Yeah.
I'm like,
didn't sit right.
That didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
And granted, I feel like, you know, we competitors. Like, I can feel that role very nicely, but.
For sure.
I ain't like that. I just didn't like the business part of that. And that's what I learned, man. Like, we learned that they can ship anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere.
Well, except they can't because you had a no trade clause, dude. And by the way, dude, let me just ask you this, Brad. Because I'm tired of you mentioning the Miami Heat.
Wow.
Oh, the Heat. Yeah, you want to know why, dude? You make a gazillion dollars. You never play basketball. That's all right. True. You're basically Ben Simmons with a jump shot. That's kind of what you've been lately. Kind of.
Yikes.
Kind of. All right. And yeah, there was a time I would have loved Bradley Beal on the Miami Heat. I was there. I'm not gonna be a hypocrite about it. Yeah. I would have, but you know, times change. You move on, all right. And this guy, he's been sticking his beak in other people's business. Which one was it, Brad?
Wow.
Did you get bothered by the loyalty, or did you know that he had a player option and that he wasn't gonna opt in and go to DC? Which one was it?
Is that a seesaw?
Yeah, which one?
Okay.
Which one was it? Tell me, Brad.
Yeah.
I'm tired of him mentioning it. You're right. You shouldn't be mentioning that because you sound like a phony, dude. A real phony.
Jeez.
And I'm tired of it.
Okay.
Enough of the Bradley Beal's trade chronicles. We've talked more about where Bradley Beal might have gone than him playing basketball for like the last 5 years. I was the face of the franchise. Yeah, kind of, except that franchise is the Wizards. Like, anybody can be the face of the franchise of the Wizards right now. Kyle Kuzma is the face of the franchise now. Are you Kuzma? Oh, you're not, because Kuzma's actually won something, dude. So what are we doing here, Brad?
Yikes.
I wanted to hit a... Ooh, they could have hit me a grounder. No thanks. Pat Riley doesn't want infield practice. You want to know why? Because he swings for the fences. Now, he struck out a bunch lately and did not get Damian Lillard. I mean, that's another story for another day.
Yikes.
But the point is, he doesn't go for seeing eye singles. Bradley?
Man. Bradley Beal hasn't played more than 60 games since 2018.
57, 40, 50, 53.
Just enough already. I'm just saying, I was bothered by the loyalty of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I thought that was ridiculous, dude.
Phony. That. Hold on. Let me pick this up.
Yeah. Let me see. Was that right there?
If you guys can't tell for the radio audience what I'm sniffing right now, I'm sniffing a phone because
okay.
It smells phony. Okay. Knock, knock. Hello, who's there? Oh, the truth? Yeah, Brad ain't telling you. Phony, dude.
Jeez. Sniff the phone, dude. Okay.
Take a break. Back after this. I'm about to go. Take off the slow. Spin it, bust it, I'm about to make it go. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here. 560 WQAM. Weather reports, courtesy of Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE. Leroy's power is out, so we don't have our weather guy. It's tough.
Yeah, unfortunate.
So it's not good.
No window plex.
It looks like a lot of radar up there right now. We got two things on. We got the Weather Channel on in here, and we got ESPN with Aaron Rodgers on McAfee. One's a real storm, and then the other is a storm of bull bleep. Aaron Rodgers.
This
is what he said to Pat McAfee. Let's see. Pat McAfee was asked about the firing of Robert Saleh, and he goes, "That's ridiculous. I resent." I'm already skeptical of what's going to come next. But he says, I love Coach Saleh. We have a very solid relationship. He was a big reason why I came to the Jets. Sure, dude. And then he said, I resent any of those accusations because they are patently false. It's interesting the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't. And I want to hit him with a minus one for deception.
Minus one for deception,
because,
for lying.
Yeah, exactly. Because here's the thing, dude. We all know you have the power over there. It's cute. You could stand behind a lot of bodies and you could sit here and be like, oh, it was Woody Johnson. Sure, that's fine. But anybody who really believes that, I'll give you an example. You know who pulls this move all the time?
Who's that?
LeBron.
Oh, okay.
And I was watching Starting Five. And it's LeBron. It's a LeBron production. And LeBron is talking about the first episode. I watched the whole first episode. Then I just went all Jimmy the rest of the way. By the way, he says he owes me a championship. That's what he said. That's kind of what he said. I mean, I love you, Jimmy.
Did he say
your name? By the way, Jimmy, I said you always should have gotten the max, by the way. I just want you to know that.
You did say that, but yeah, just
I always said that. I always said that he should have gotten the max. But, you know,
okay.
And Pat should apologize.
What's going on here?
But anyway, at one point, LeBron, he is playing with the Lakers, and they're putting him on a minutes restriction, and he's very angry about it. And wouldn't you know it, not a month into the season, because he was not happy with Darvin Ham. We know Darvin Ham ended up not sticking with the Lakers. Wouldn't you know it, poof,
oof.
Minutes restriction, gone. And I believe LeBron's words were, yeah, I won that one. So,
oh, okay.
So crazy to think that the star of the organization gets what they want, but LeBron always loves the ball. Oh, people think I run the team. They think I run the team. I mean, you know, your podcast host gets hired as the head coach. Your son gets drafted. I'm not hating. Good for you. If you were LeBron James and you became the NBA's all-time leading scorer, you should get all the power. I get it. It's what clashed with you and Riley. It's why you were saying, see you, Heat. I'm out of here. And that's why the Heat had to kind of adjust some of their ways, catered to Jimmy Butler, letting Jimmy Butler have a lot of the things LeBron wanted. Now they're trying to take some of that back. All right? But this notion that the player of that stature, that many years in the league, that many MVPs, and a champion doesn't have the say on who the coach is, and you want to sit here not only bull bleeping us, but you want to sit here and you want us to say it's insulting to you that you think I have that power. No, sir. It's insulting to us that you are trying to act insulted, that we're insulting you. Ridiculous.
Okay, hold on. Walk me through. We're insulted.
It is patently absurd,
yeah,
that he's insulted or resents any notion that we think he has power that we know that he has, but he wants to act like, I don't have the power that you think that I have. I don't think. I know that you have that power. Stop bull bleeping us. So you shove the guy. You were pissed because he threw you under the bus for going to Egypt. Yep. You're old as hell. You're throwing the ball willy-nilly to the other football team. You got in your feelings because your precious Nat Hackett wasn't going to be the OC anymore. And you want to act like you had no say in it, which is absurd.
So you're insulted that he's insulted.
I'm insulted that he has any audacity to say he's insulted by us thinking he's insulted.
Yeah. All right.
Get out of here, dude. You want to know what the real insult is?
What's that?
The insult is you're trying to put a ruse over all these poor Jets fans like Vlad, who believed in you, believed that you had some unicorn magic pixie dust, that you were Peter Pan and you could turn back the hands of time. And the real cause of it is you're old, you're on a pastrami Achilles.
Whoa.
You can't get away from anybody anymore. You're basically a game manager. You're no better than Chad Pennington at this point.
Ooh.
And you want to sit here and pull the wool over everybody's eyes, and you got the head coach fired even though his defense is good, and he's a defensive coach. Meanwhile, your best friend, your lost boy over there in Nat Hackett, who was one of the worst head coaches of all time, one of the worst head coaches of all time.
That's true.
You want to sit here and act like you didn't pull some puppet strings and that it was all Woody Johnson. You know, the guy who wears a Sauce Gardner chain. You think he isn't easy to influence?
Smith says nobody calls him Nat Hackett. Is that true?
He can't hack it.
Oh, yeah. Can't.
You should rename his first name to Can't.
Just can't.
Can't hack it.
What do you think of the coaches that we heard? They called him Coach Brick, apparently. Old Brick. He don't care. He's not going to be able to get it.
I don't give a rat's ass what they call him. But I want everybody to stop bull bleeping. I would respect Aaron Rodgers so much more.
Wow.
If he came out and had the balls to say,
yeah,
you want to know something?
Okay.
Didn't like him.
Oh.
Didn't like him. Didn't want him. And you want to know what you're going to do about it?
What's that?
Nothing.
Wow.
That I would respect so much more. But he's trying to sidestep it, just like when he did his little hocus pocus juice and he was like, I'm vaccinated. Oh, did I say immunized? Samesies. Samesies. He's a deceiver of words, this guy. And I'm not making a vaccine thing here. I'm talking strictly about Aaron Rodgers being a man who dances around the truth, which is what he's been doing a lot better than he does in the pocket lately, because all he seems to do is fall down and throw the football to the other team.
This is an hour of phonies. You went after Bradley Beal,
phonies,
Aaron Rodgers.
Dude.
He's just taking advantage that Leroy is not here.
Just phonies. Oh, there he goes. He's
You don't think that Leroy would enjoy this segment?
He loves.
Hold on. Let me just sniff this a little bit.
Call him
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Smells like something.
What's that? What is it?
Well, if I could really put my giant nose on it.
Okay. Is it Joe Rose?
It smells phony, Aaron Rodgers.
This is good.
Phony. Please
deliver us our Marconi right now.
He is so disturbed.
Sniffing a phone on the live stream. So you don't believe that, you know, maybe they just had enough. Maybe they were just... All right. You're convinced for sure he had something to do with this.
I mean, a lot of events led up to that. So
you want to know why?
Yeah,
you're not so far off.
You want to know, Jay Fig, what they always say? The cover up is worse than the crime.
Wow.
If everybody would have come out immediately after this happened, right? And they would have said nothing. Maybe he did have something to do with it. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But instead, everyone's got to be so sure Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with it. Get out of here, dude.
Wow.
Get out of here. It's a load of malarkey. That's what that is. And you want to sit here and insult the Jets fan, insult the football fan, insult America.
Wow.
He's a deceiver of words.
Yeah, you know, okay, so usually when there's a scapegoat for firing, it's a coordinator of some sort. But a coordinator is Aaron Rodgers' friend.
Exactly. And what happened when he got a whiff of his friend maybe getting fired or a demotion?
Yeah.
He got the head coach fired. But what can't you do? Well, we can't make it seem like I'm a coach killer.
Can't do that.
Even though you are.
Wow.
You shoved him.
Whoa!
You shoved him, dude.
Okay, he fell.
You want to know who else didn't say that? Remember, I'll just take you back a little story. We'll bring back an old friend in this story that we already mentioned this segment.
Okay.
LeBron James.
Okay.
You guys don't remember a little thing called Bumpgate? And we all, it's nothing. No biggie. Nothing. And then wasn't it not years later where we found out LeBron James went into Pat Riley's office and he told everybody, expose the coach. And LeBron James, according to, I believe it was Wright Thompson, I believe, who wrote this. I believe it was. He goes to Pat Riley and he goes, puts his knee up, right? He goes, you ever get the itch?
Ooh.
He goes, the itch to what? Coach. Pat Riley goes, no. Get out of my office.
Whoa, is that what he said?
Ever get the itch? And that is another guy who likes to say, people think I have all this power and I don't. While my podcast host is my head coach now, and the guy who wanted to put me on a minutes restriction is unemployed. Does Arvin Ham have a job?
I know he's getting paid, but... He is top assistant coach for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Might as well be unemployed.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, if you believe that, then you believe in pixies and unicorns. And it's time for you to grow up. Stop buying into this nonsense that they try and sell you. He can go on Pat McAfee. He can go on any platform he wants. He had something to do with Robert Saleh. And by the way, I don't even like Robert Saleh. I don't know why I'm defending him. Okay? But to sit here and we're all going to act like, he had nothing to do with it. And we're insulting him because we have the notion that Aaron Rodgers, who makes a gazillion dollars from Woody Johnson, has the power to get him fired. And that, I would never utilize that. I don't have that power. Is so stupid. And you are so stupid.
Wow.
To try and throw this out there yet again. You horse's ass.
Ooh.
I cannot wait for the Miami Dolphins to play your old ass when they have Tua back. And Zach Sealer is going to turn you into a chew toy.
Oh.
That's the truth of it. You're going to be delivered onto somebody's porch on a monthly basis. You're going to be used as Scooby's plaything. That is what Zach Sealer is going to do to you. Because Zach Sealer is about the truth. Sealer it on up.
This is a great Chewy commercial liner.
Yes, it is.
Reed.
He's going to be black and blue when
he's insulted by the notion. Get out of here.
How dare you accuse him?
And why don't you have some balls, McAfee?
Whoa!
Why don't you have some balls and call him on it?
McAfee's getting shots now.
Oh, I see you're dancing around over there. Looks like he's got a puppet. It doesn't look like the one with strings. It looks like the one that you shove right under the puppet.
Whoa!
And make him talk with the mouth.
This is egregious activity. Sleeves on today for Mac.
You have too much power today.
Oh, no. I have no power, J-Vig.
No.
I have no power.
That's true.
No power. Ooh.
This hour alone, he's hosed down Bradley Beal, LeBron. This is a revenge tour for him at this point. Chris Sims, hate mail coming next. Should be great.
Coming up next, LeBron. J.J. Redick says LeBron had nothing to do with drafting Bronny.
Okay.
Back after this.
Now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You're back. What's up, buddy?
Leroy.
I was genuinely surprised. When you said hello, Leroy, did you see him, Marcos?
I didn't actually. I was just gonna text to check on him.
You wanted to dot you because you wanted to get.
You
his
know
take
what makes it worse?
Yeah.
So earlier this summer, the neighbor goes, "I'm gonna get a generator." I'm like, "Why? For the couple of days you're gonna need it a year?"
Wow.
Right. Wow. And I go, "I'm gonna get a new roof because I'm tired of my insurance doubling." Every year.
Yeah, that's a good call, though.
Right?
Yep.
I get a new roof. He gets a generator. Who do you think was happier the last hour?
Him. Well, look, you know what? Like an offensive line, no news is good news. Thank God your roof isn't leaking,
yeah.
too. Because that would have been
I mean, but
during the tornado, I think a new roof was also a good investment.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
If a roof gets destroyed during hurricane, you get it replaced, right?
Oh, so maybe you would.
But here's the other kicker. Insurance has gotten so out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to get any better after this.
My insurance was going to double.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll be paying like another $400 or $500 a month just for insurance. Because you used to be able to get the certification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a guy come out certified for 5 years or whatever. Now the insurance companies just go and look at the last time a permit was pulled. And they date it from then.
Right.
So you could have, you know, gotten your roof repaired or whatever. They're still going to go back from, and if it's more than 15 or 20 years, forget about it.
Forget about it, huh?
You're back.
I was reading the chat.
What's that?
Ooh.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
Oh, dude.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
This hour.
It's been a total revenge
tour. I can't leave you for 2 seconds and you just go.
You would have liked. No, you would have liked last segment.
He was sniffing phones.
He was sniffing phones and calling people phony.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He was throwing everyone under the bus.
Well, you guys got to say who I was throwing under the bus.
That's fair. You would have appreciated the last segment, probably.
The last segment.
Yeah.
First segment was Bradley Beal. Briefly mentioned the Miami Heat, and Tobin doesn't like that at all. He's had enough of Bradley Beal.
Yep.
Call him a phony. But then the phony train kept going.
Here, you know it should have relieved you from the Bradley Beal thing?
Yeah.
And said good?
Mm-hmm.
He plays less than Jimmy.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of.
So, move on.
But that's
move on. His name shouldn't even be coming out of your mouth because you should say, we dodged the bullet there.
He brought us first up.
Yeah, that's.
Well, he did tell Bradley Beal to move on also.
Yeah. Essentially, for the same reason you're saying it's time to move on, Tobin was saying the same thing to Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal ain't coming through that door, and if he is, he's limping. So, no, we good.
But I just don't want to ignore the fact that Bradley Beal remains a phony.
Okay.
Because the bigger point of it was he was lying about having a problem with the Bucks' loyalty to Chris Middleton when the real issue was Chris Middleton wasn't going to opt in to get traded to Washington. That was his problem. He couldn't get traded to Milwaukee. He didn't give a rat's ass about the loyalty to Chris Middleton. Get out of here, liar and phony.
Okay, sniff it. Is that? That no.
It smells.
It was literally
smells like a phony.
Yeah, that's what you missed.
But then, not to be. Get this?
Hold on. What? Okay. So we're done with Bradley Beal now.
Yeah. Not okay. to be topped
now,
because
now you and I'm just tell you too much, right? Bradley Beal, let him go on his merry way. Like, we got other things to worry
about.
Wish
I could. You kept bringing
now,
up the past.
I could tell by Marcos and J-Fix's smile
yeah.
that the next one's going to be worse.
Ah, it just
go
continued
ahead,
for
spit
sure.
Spit it out.
Aaron Rodgers
oh.
was on the Pat McAfee show.
Did he limp? Did he limp?
He said... on if he had any role of getting Robert Saleh fired, quote, I resent any of those accusations because they are patently false. And I'm like, dude.
But you did everything other than take a swing at him.
It's interesting.
Did we not forget that?
He said, yeah. It's interesting the amount of power that people think I have, which I don't. And Leroy, get the... hell out of here, well, you phony.
Here. Well, I will say it from this standpoint, because if it was up to Aaron Rodgers, Hackett would have been the head coach. Right?
Probably. I don't know. One of the reports that came out yesterday was that Robert Saleh was going to fire Nat Hackett or at least demote him.
Oh. Oh, because he's calling the plays that help the offensive line protect Aaron Rodgers?
He's calling the plays that Aaron Rodgers is throwing three picks to. But he doesn't have the power. Hey, Leroy.
Wait.
He doesn't have the power. In the
words of our friend Vlad, the streets needed a body, and Robert Saleh was going to give him one. Instead, he got thrown on the street. That's basically what it was. So, let's be clear. Aaron Rodgers may not have said he wanted Robert Saleh fired. But the fact that his guy was going to get demoted may have played a very important role in Robert Saleh getting fired.
No. Aaron Rodgers has no power, Leroy.
Okay, because his guy, his boy still kept his job.
Has no power. Has no power. He resents the notion that we think he has power. It's insulting to him.
Oh, well, guess what? I resent that my insurance is so high. But guess what? It don't stop me from paying that bill because I need insurance.
Ridiculous.
Like,
dude.
What are we talking about? Look, here. We can put two and two together. We can say if he was going to demote Aaron Rodgers' guy, that ownership said, we better make a decision because we sure as hell don't want to piss off Aaron Rodgers. Does that make sense? I probably, simplified it for you.
Dude.
Right?
He got that dude fired.
It said Rodgers didn't say, don't fire him.
It's like, come on, dude.
You know how that works, right? Listen, you can always have and say and deny it. But all of the pieces, when put together, we can all figure out that once he tried to demote Hackett, then ownership felt they had to make a choice between Hackett or Saleh. Can we all put that together?
If you want to be an ostrich and you want to put your head in the sand and be like, oh yeah, they didn't run it by Aaron at all.
You can't do that. You don't have a neck.
All right, dude.
Solid.
It's minus one for being rude.
Welcome back.
It's a rude guy.
Minus
it's a
one.
Rude guy.
Woo. I just keep thinking of that commercial. Time out. the insurance commercial. When him and Ostrich are playing volleyball.
9 years together. Never made a ball joke.
True. Look, the facts are there. I can't grow hair on my head. Mm-mm. Not the hair that I want.
Mm-mm.
He just you.
Mm-mm.
What are you talking
mm-mm.
about?
Mm-mm. Ah.
So, anything else? Because we
anything else?
It was two very long
seconds. I'm just tired of this charlatan going on television and nobody, and you got old Mouse Balls McAfee going out there.
That was another one who was in the line of fire. He's sitting here, he's,
oh, they're going to clip that iron. Hey, how about, wow. Hey, McAfee, you know, congratulations on all your success. I think with some of that, you kind of have like some wiggle room here to ask Aaron Rodgers, oh, so you were completely cool with everything that was going on with the organization? But no, you want to say, Aaron, just spend the one sentence on it and let's move on to punting jokes.
Well, here's
the Pat McAfee impression.
Don't want to talk punting? Dude, it's a weasel, dude.
Wow, sleeveless.
All right, that's it. That we covered everything.
Just so I'm like, caught up. I just think it's.
I'm caught up.
It's just Leroy.
More or less.
You want to sit here and you want to be acting like you're some kind of victim, Aaron Rodgers.
No, and you do it's the picks.
Patently absurd.
Well,
blindsided by this.
Here's the deal, and here's the realization that they all have to come to. They're not as good as they thought they would be with Aaron Rodgers. Now, let's start from there. And you can put blame on whoever you want. But as long as Hackett is the coach, the same play is going to be called because those are plays that Aaron Rodgers likes. And if Aaron Rodgers keep throwing three interceptions, they're going to keep losing. So, and as long as that offensive line keep blocking the way he is, he might not make it through the end of the season.
Yeah, cool. We all know he's old, but he's also a liar.
But it, I mean.
Has been, always has been, will continue to be. Why? Because you got old Mouse Balls up there that lets him go on his television show. Whatever you say, Aaron. Punting.
Just the addition of punting.
The punting.
I mean, thank God it's a bye week.
What?
For everybody.
Sleeveless.
You need a bye week.
I don't need a bye week.
You need a bye week, dude.
He's a weasel. How many times do you let Aaron Rodgers go on your show and just let him say whatever he wants and be like, I'm cool with it?
Typical rat behavior.
Take a break. Back after this.